this is the first World Cup where I've actually been in the U.S. since 1994. Of course, I've been terribly unproductive during the month of June. I've gone to watch so many matches at venues in Birmingham, and I have been tremendously surprised and gratified and amazed by the level of support, not just for the U.S. team, but the level of interest in people that follow the only true world sport that unites the entire globe. And it's phenomenal. Sunday, I think that Alabama, because we have such an important relationship with Germany, I think in Alabama, everybody should be supporting Germany over Argentina.
Gotcha. I guess that brings me to my next question. I was wondering who you were going for. I guess you're the honorary consul general for Germany, so that makes sense. But you started by talking out about Argentina and then Brazil's. And of course, you're an American, so your allegiances were very stretched thin, weren't they?
Yes. I've been torn a bit. I had a good relationship with Argentina, but I was married to a Brazilian. I lived in Brazil. I worked in Brazil. I have strong personal ties, and so I really love Brazil. It's a wonderful country. I have strong personal ties with Germany as well and business ties, and so the match on Tuesday between Germany and Brazil was personally hard. So I thought Germany played very well, and it was so tragically difficult for Brazil. So, on one hand, I was in mourning for Brazil. At the same time, I was happy for Germany because Germany played well and Germany deserved the win. But on Sunday, it's clear. If Brazil went down to Germany, I certainly would like that to go back and say Brazil was beaten by the world champion. And I think Germany has played phenomenally well, played very clean, played very good football, and is a fun team to watch. And so I'm going to be supporting Germany for sure.
So I'm going to ask you two hypotheticals, and I'm going to start with the worst one first. So what would it mean to you if Germany lost Sunday?
It would mean that we'd made it all the way to the finals for the first time since 1990, played, I think, just exceptionally well, and then lose in the final after so much is really riding in terms of the national feeling. It would be a letdown in a lot of ways. It would be depressing. I think it would be bad at every level because so many friends and colleagues and business friends and close friends would be just emotionally impacted. So I would feel for them. I would personally be very disappointed. But even if Germany loses, Argentina is a fantastic team. And they're a world power also in football and a former world champion. So, I think we've also reached the best. So if you do lose, you did your best and you reached that pinnacle.
But on the other hand, turning more positive, what would it mean if they win?
We'd have a great reason to celebrate. It would be more, Germany has struggled with national pride, in the whole post-war era because there'd been, it was a difficult time. And for the first time in 2006, when Germany was the host, and a phenomenal host, I must say, for the World Cup. I was there in 2005 and 2006, the Confederations Cup and then the World Cup. It was the first time I'd seen a real expression of national pride. People with flags and proud to be German. And there's a lot of things to be proud for. Everybody has history. We have it in Alabama, so we should certainly empathize. But I think if Germany won, it would be, again, this ability to say, I'm German and I'm proud. Look at what we've done. Look at what we've accomplished. And for them to be able to share that with the rest of the world. So it's a positive, again, beyond just what happens on the field. It's a positive nationally and internationally. And frankly, it's kind of strange. After people speculate and look at different numbers and say sometimes if you're the champion, you end up with an economic boom. People are happier. They spend more. You get a baby boom sometimes, too, 9 months after the Cup. So it's far more than just a sport or just a match on a field of play. It's something of national consequence, just like when you lose. But it would be a big positive and a big bump, and Germany's been economically leading all the recovery in Europe. I would like to see Alabama celebrate that victory with Germany if we do win, and hope that we also get to be part of that feel-good. It has consequences. I think people in Alabama, because they're used to being winners in sports and it's also very emotional, I think people could easily understand what it means to be the champion. In this case, it's a world champion.